Hello there, this is Dr. Yevgenia Goltrud dictating an endoscopy report on patient Marta Torres Echeverria, date of birth 11-3-1962, date of procedure October 18, 2023. Physician performing procedure Yevgenia Goltrud, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Jose Maza. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with polypectomy. Indication is a screening for colon cancer, personal history of colon polyps, positive Cologuard, and history of diverticulitis. Description procedure, informed consent was obtained, possible complications of the procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to endoscopy, so he placed in the left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period. A digital rectal exam was normal, well lubricated lymphocytic video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in the direct direction to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or vasilia cecal valve and complex of holes. Created careful examinations made of the cecum, vasilia cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, sphenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum period. Electric flex view was obtained of the rectum period. Bowel preparation was good with Boston Bowel Prep score of 9, 3-3-3 period. The colon was somewhat tortuous and looping given significant sigmoid colon diverticulosis period. This required a good amount of pressure assistance period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications period. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes period. Findings. Number one, there was a diminutive colon fecal polyp, status post cold forceps polypectomy. There was a 10 millimeter sessile fecal polyp. This was removed with cold snare polypectomy. There was an ascending colon lobulated polyp that was broader at the base. This was approximately 2 centimeters in size. I was unable to get the snare fully around it and decided delete that portion up until, okay, so there was a lobulated ascending colon polyp that was approximately 2 centimeters in size, comma, it was broader at the base and somewhat laterally spreading, period. A tattoo was placed distal to the polyp, several folds distal to the polyp, period. There was a descending colon diminutive polyp that is post-cold forceps polypectomy. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, refer to care for removal of the lobulated ascending colon polyp. Next line, recommend continuation with fiber supplementation and increased fiber in the diet. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Please go back to the findings and also note pan diverticulosis coli and grade 1 internal hemorrhoids. Thank you.